It didn't happen, but it's the news, according to me. Oh, good morning, folks. It is 8:30, 8:29, actually, Eastern Standard Time on Friday, October 7th, 2022. And the early morning edition of the news, according to me, did not happen this morning. I don't know if you noticed that or not. Maybe you didn't notice. It's already 8:30 and it's not posted yet. Of course, it's going to be 9:30 by the time I get it posted. I woke up at 3:30 this morning, actually. 3:33 is when I got up and looked at my clock, and it was 3:33. And I thought, you know, I could just do the show now. But there was nothing in my head. There's one thing. I did watch one thing last night that actually... Of course, then I went, by the way, I didn't stay awake after 3:30. I went back to sleep and woke up again at 5:30 or 6, I think it was 6 o'clock when I woke up again. Normally, I've been waking up about 5:30 every morning, which is kind of typical. It's kind of when I get my day started normally. But this week, I was supposed to have worked late into the wee hours of the morning. And that didn't happen all week. So I was kind of planning my sleep schedule around that. And then it didn't happen, and that's, I just kept waking up at 5:30, and it was all kind of messed up. So, but it's been a good, decent week with that regard, in terms of being able to start early and get done, or much earlier than I was scheduled to do so. Yesterday went a little bit late. Didn't get done until about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, almost 9 o'clock, by the time I actually got done, and that was a little bit late. Later than normal. It was a long day. Unfortunately, we had one individual. Didn't go very well for one person in our group. But the day today may not go as long. And hopefully it gets done early enough I can get home this evening even. That might even happen. There's a late night flight out of here around 9 o'clock that I can actually get on that goes direct to my home. So hopefully that will happen, and I'll be heading back. It's always nice to have an extra half day at home and one more extra night at home. Then otherwise, I'm here till tomorrow afternoon. Or no, I don't get home till tomorrow afternoon if I don't get out of here tonight. So that being said, now I know that you're all interested in, you know, my life, my travel plans, just almost as much as you're interested in what's in my cup. Today, I have a special brew in my cup. It's, well, I guess not. It's always special when it's sweet tea, and that's what I've got in my cup. But I also have a backup cup. It's a smaller cup, but it's a backup cup. So in my cup, I have, it's supposed to be sweet tea. It's not as sweet as what I would say sweet should be. I think what happened was I had asked for more tea, and they brought, you know, that this happens quite often. You know, the server will forget that that I ordered sweet tea, and they'll bring regular tea and fill my glass. This happened, but they filled my glass. I had about half a glass of sweet tea, and they filled it up, and then they gave me a to-go cup. And I believe that when they filled it up a second time, it probably was not sweet, because this is not nearly as sweet as it was, which is fine. I have plenty of sweet tea, and I was thinking, you know, it's just not so bad for me to drink regular tea without sugar in it. Because I have to say, down here in Atlanta with tea, the tea is so sweet, has so much sugar in it, that your spoon almost stands up in it. And that's when you know it's really good. That's when you know it's good. But it's not good for you. It's not as, probably not as good. Probably, I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor an official mascot for any ball team or anything like that either. So I have this backup cup. In my backup cup, I have also, it just happens to be also sweet tea, but it is actually sweet tea. It's real sweet tea. It's real sweet, but it's a smaller cup. So I might take an occasional hit off of that one if I feel like the energy level is getting down here on the show this morning. So I'm going to do that. A couple things in the news to talk about. One thing I didn't get to watch the show because I got done kind of late. Tucker Carlson was on last night and did an interview apparently with Ye. This is his new name, Kanye West, as you know him, Ye West. Now he likes to be known as Ye. Did something extremely controversial. Now I don't know if he's seeing Candace Owens. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know what Candace Owens' romantic life is all about. All I know is they were seen at a fashion show. Now he credits her for waking him up, so to speak, to a deeper level of thought. Now I don't know if you had the chance to listen to this interview. It's an interesting interview. You don't get platitudes with this guy. And you can tell he's literally digging into his heart as he speaks. Now, I have never actually heard the man speak in an interview. I've only heard him like say things like the little clips that they'll play of him performing or doing something in front of a stage. And of course, the media they went nuts over the guy when he started coming out in support of Donald Trump. He lost a lot of friends and lost a lot of Hollywood. And of course, they all started calling him insane and he needs help and he's got something wrong going on with him. He's got something happening to him. He's stalking his ex-wife. He's doing all this stuff. He's not crazy. Now, Britney Spears, on the other hand, I have some issues. I just keep hearing more weird things going on. And apparently there was some credibility to her parents wanting to keep her in, her father or whoever it was, in some kind of conservatorship or some whatever it is. Yeah, she's a mess. However, Kanye, or Ye as he prefers to be called now, first of all, he's headed in the right direction. I consider him to be a brother. He seems like he has his mind digging into deep things and searching for truth. And that's, hey, if you're on that route, I mean, really seeking real reality and truth, and you're real with yourself and you're honest with yourself and honest about the world around you, not just spewing out the talking points or the political agenda. I have a huge amount of respect for that. And that's, I think that's where he is. They wore shirts that Candace and Ye wore these shirts that said White Lives Matter. One of them was white. One of the white shirts was white with black lettering. The other one was black with white lettering. And they were walking around together and it said White Lives Matter. And of course they got ridiculed all over the place on social media for this, because it was racist to say that. Well, first of all, I guess what they said was it's a racist statement to say that. I didn't call them racist. I'm sure people did, but of course they're people of color, and you can't be racist because you have no institutional power. Now, this has always confused me. Racism, at least bigotry and hatred and discrimination, does not live on a piece of paper or in an institution somewhere. The next time someone gives you that you hear that, just ask them to define what institutional power is. It's really easy to say that. What's your definition of institutional power? Because people with special rights have institutional power, and I guarantee you there are people with special rights. For instance, there is a movie producer, well-known in Hollywood, has made some big movies, who has made the statement that he will never make a film with a white person as the lead character. Think about that. If a white person said that about white people, if a white person came out and said, I will never make a movie with a black person being the lead. You wouldn't get away with that, because that's considered racist and discrimination, because you have institutional power. Well, the filmmaker, the other guy, has some institutional power as well. What institution are we talking about? It's somehow it's okay now all of a sudden, because they're protected. They have special rights, not equal rights, special rights. This is what concerns me about this kind of mentality. So I'll just leave that there for a moment for you to think about. And I know we all have this understanding that there is kind of a double standard here, but it's blatantly, in my opinion, immoral and unjust. And again, it gets back to this issue of forgiveness. And I'm so deeply heartened when I hear, you know, someone like Ye saying the things he's saying. I believe he is, it's people like him that are key, I think, to bringing awareness and a real, actual reconciliation between the racial divide, if you want to call it that, the ethnic divide that there is in this country. And it concerns me deeply that we have so many people out there making money. Just when I believe he came out actually publicly and said, everyone knows Black Lives Matter was a scam. He's talking about the organization. He said, it's over. And, well, I'm pretty sure it was him that said that at one point. And it was a scam. They got this big movement going on, got people to go out and hit the streets and make a lot of money, raise a lot of money. And what did they do with the money? There were people during the riots that got killed who were black, and they didn't even send them a sympathy card. They took the money, went off and bought real estate with it. It became this propaganda machine and a political machine that just made the Marxist leaders, and they are Marxist, they are acknowledged that. They've acknowledged that they used to have it on their website. It's amazing to me. And people still, to this day, sometimes I go to a website and I find that we support Black Lives Matter. Okay, well, that's great for you. Apparently, you completely got your head in the sand on this one. Now, as a statement, fine, that's fine. But the statement for that Ye was making, White Lives Matter, is also just as fine. Blue Lives Matter, whatever you want to call it, all those things are valid statements. They do matter. Hillary Clinton was lambasted for coming out and saying all lives matter in a speech she did. She actually got booed in a speech for saying that. This is when she didn't realize, I didn't realize that it was the Black Lives Matter movement that we had to bow down to. We can't say anything else like that. It's racist to say anything differently. So I'll just leave that there. Because it's an issue that I think I see the tide changing on this to some degree. I think that Democrats are losing ground. That people are waking up. Kanye's or Ye's interview with Tucker Carlson was eye-opening for me. I had no idea, first of all, that he's as articulate in terms of that he can articulate his deep struggling and wrestling so well, and that he can be as honest as he is about culture and life and his relationship with God. And that thoroughly impresses me, and I just totally respect that. I think Tucker was also kind of taken back in the interview as well. Now, I don't know if he gave Ye the questions prior to. It didn't seem like he did. It seemed like it was very much real, and just they went down some paths that I don't think Tucker was expecting. It seemed like a very genuine, inquisitive interview. And it is kind of rocking the boat this morning. Of course, now the left-wing media just dismisses him as a crazy nuthead because he's a Trump supporter. But I think it's going to rock some people's world. So, having said all of that, let's move on. Let's move on to some other things. In another interesting move by some law enforcement agencies, and I think that they know what they're doing here. First of all, you have Hunter Biden. The Hunter Biden investigation now is, they've determined that he actually had some tax issues and a gun law issue, and they're going to go after him for that. They're not going to delve into the connection he has with his father and all of these people from China and Ukraine. And who knows where else? Probably Iran. And who, I think Iran was left to the John Kerry's side of the fence. I think he's the one who's involved with all that. They all kind of divvy out the world, and who gets what, in terms of kickbacks. I'm pretty sure that Hunter was mostly Ukraine and China. A lot of people are involved in China. You got people on both sides of the fence there too, as well as Republicans. I'm talking about, and I think that Mitch McConnell. I think Mitch probably has some pretty deep fingers in there too. Now, recently, speaking of, just as a little side note, I just happen to think of, and there's, as I was listening to this guy talk. About I can't remember who it was that was talking about this. They use this as cover. Whenever you hear, well, a Trump appointed lawyer. I think this might have been Robert Gavea. I think he was talking about it a little bit about how the they'll use this. See, a Trump appointed lawyer is just Trump appointed judge. This Trump appointed judge. Well, when they use that statement, and now keep in mind. I don't know that Trump himself appointed the lawyer. He went out and read his background and picked him and signed off on it. I'm not sure that's how that works. I think that he relies on... See, it was McConnell who went through... Well, the whole time Trump was in office, they were going through and just slamming through all these federal judges that were conservative, constructionist judges, or conservative judges, or... Republican establishment judges that they approved of. So now anytime a judge makes a ruling who happened to be appointed during that time is considered a Trump-appointed judge. So they can use this as a lever when they find a court-appointed... Now think about this. McConnell is not a Trump supporter. So what kind of judges was he putting in place? He didn't necessarily put in pro-Trump Trump judges here. To keep that in mind. So whenever a Trump-appointed judge, it either gives them credibility to say, well, see, he is going after Joe Biden, or he's going after he's investigating Trump, means, Well, that's fair. That's fair. If he's going after Trump, that means it's fair because he's a Trump-appointed judge. So therefore, he wouldn't, you know, he's Trump-appointed, so he must be biased. There are some that assume that there must be bias there. Or that there's no bias. Either way, they play it either side of the fence. If the judge defends Trump, well, he's biased. He's a racist. He's a Trump supporter. He was Trump appointed. If he goes after Trump, well, that's okay because you know it must be really true because otherwise he's Trump appointed. He wouldn't go after him if he was Trump appointed. If it wasn't real, this must be really bad. If he's Trump appointed, he must be really fair. Of course, they wouldn't if he was running for any kind of office. They would go after him, you know, for whatever. Same thing with DeSantis. And you've already seen it. You know, they still have tried to vilify DeSantis to a huge degree. Everybody thinks, well, DeSantis doesn't have as much controversy around him. He's not as polarizing. I guarantee you, if he's on the ticket, he will be. And I've heard them say it already. He's worse than Trump. I've heard them say this already. You see, it doesn't matter. We get this fooled idea that, oh, well, we need to pick somebody who's a little more moderate or somebody who's a little bit less controversial. No, folks. Whoever is on that ticket, I don't care if it's Nikki Haley, I don't care if it's Carrie Lake, I don't care if it's Tulsi Gabbard, if she ran as a Republican, she would be the devil. She was pushing back against some of the Democrats when she was on the Democrat ticket, and even then they vilified her because she went against Hillary Clinton. She said some things against Hillary Clinton and went after Kamala Harris. But I digress. We'll get back into some of that stuff later. I'm running short on time already, and I'm barely getting started. So the Hunter Biden thing, they're going after him, but they're only going after a couple things that are really minute, in my opinion. I don't think he's going to serve any. Here's the problem. These judges, once they get these charges leveled against him, it then goes to, guess where? The DOJ. The department that works for Joe Biden is now going to somehow go after Biden's son. I just don't see this being a real thing. They're going to say, he did go to jail. Well, yeah, he went to jail for the wrong thing. I mean, he should go to jail there's plenty of things he should go to jail for. Plenty of evidence that he did things wrong. What they're getting him on, the basic thing they're getting him on at this point is that they're getting him on this thing about he lied when he went out and bought a gun, he lied because he was actually on the application for the gun. It was supposed to be the gun permit or whatever he had. It's supposed to, it says, are you addicted to any substances? Have you any substance abuse or addiction issues? He said no. And of course he admitted later that he did in an interview. So that's what they're going after him on. That's pretty weak, actually. Because you could say, well, I was clean then and I'm not now. I was, you know, that during that moment when I was in there, I was clean. Wasn't addicted at that moment. Well, you never know. They can come up with some kind of weird defense of that whole thing. And then I think the other thing is taxes, tax money or whatever. There's a tax thing, which they offered him an offer. There was an offer in compromise, apparently, that they presented him with a couple million dollars, a little over $1 million or $2 million or whatever it was that he could pay. He refused that. So now they're going after him for a couple hundred million, I think, or whatever it is. Think about that. That's a huge amount of money. That's taxes that he owes on the money he made. Right? Well, now there's probably all kinds of fees and levies in there. Fines and fees. So that's probably part of it as well. I don't know. He might owe $10,000 and they've got it jacked up to $200 million because of late fees and levies. Fees. Well, okay. Who knows? So there's that going on. I don't see it going anywhere. Let's put it this way. I don't think that Hunter Biden is going to be in a prison of any kind. He's going to be in probably a minimum security facility for 90 days or some kind of ridiculous thing, or he's going to have a huge fine or some kind of probation. That's going to be about the extent of that. This tells me a couple things. One is that the fact that they're going after him at all is probably because the Joe Biden brand is kind of going downhill. I have a feeling that after the midterm here in 2022, here this in November election, I have the feeling that if they don't pull off some kind of shenanigan and the Republicans sweep the House and actually take the Senate, I believe you're going to see the popularity of Joe Biden go downhill real fast among the Democrat powers that be, and you're going to see a definite shift in their support of Biden. Right now, they support the guy like he's Mr. Wonderful. You don't see a lot of people out there wearing Joe Biden T-shirts. Let's just put it that way. And I think that they're doing themselves a lot of damage by keeping this guy in the White House, in my opinion. But they continue to lie to people and prop him up every day. It's amazing. One other thing I want to talk about. There's a couple of things. Well, getting back to this whole judge thing. By the way, the thing with Trump. Apparently, the 11th Circuit Court is the one that has been involved in this whole thing with some of the documents that are being seen. Now, I believe Clarence Thomas is the one who oversees the 11th Circuit. The justices are basically they kind of have like regions that they oversee. When an appeals court sends something to the Supreme Court, it gets seen by whichever judge represents that area. Now, all the justices have some say, but that justice basically is the one who reads that argument and then either says you have standing or you don't. And if they have standing, then they take it to the rest of the justices, then go from there. I don't know how the whole process works, but that's because I'm also not a Supreme Court judge. That's one of the things I'm not. Not yet. I'm not going to say it couldn't happen. But the idea of that whole thing is that it works that way. Well, what's happening there is that Trump's lawyers are appealing to the Supreme Court because they're saying that the special master thing has gone awry. It's kind of got some weird stuff going on there. And there's no place else for him to go besides the Supreme Court because what they're doing is they're violating all kinds of laws. They're supposedly going through all these documents. It's just an open warrant to basically find something on the guy. I guarantee you, it's not going to be what they were originally going after were these documents. They want to search through everything, and they want to read everything, and they want to get any bit of dirt that they can find on this guy. And I guarantee you, these documents are leaking out all over the place. They were all concerned about them being secure. Now, you don't hear anything about the nuclear codes anymore, do you? Oh, he has the nuclear codes. Oh, he's got the nuclear. He's got nuclear sensitive material. Okay, whatever. And you don't hear anything about that now, especially this. There were already documents leaked out accidentally published on a public post somewhere. That's how reckless these people are. But oh, we have to have them to save the day because this is so dangerous for Trump to have all this stuff locked away in a secure facility. But it's out there all over the place. But Trump's the one that's dangerous. Yeah, whatever. Is it right that he had stuff there? I don't know. But is it right the way they're going about this? No, it's not. Absolutely not right. These people are this organization has become just entrenched in. Anyway. So to finish up here, I do have some good news. I think it's going to be good. I think this is going to be good news. Now, I don't know. There's some questions about this. There are some concerns. Elon Musk now has apparently been able to, he's reversed his position on this Twitter thing, and he's going to go ahead and buy it. I don't know what kind of deal he's worked out in the background. I think there's still a lawsuit pending in the whole thing. But he's decided to go ahead and buy this thing. And maybe he's come into a bunch of money in the recent days. I don't know. He's doing really well. I know that he's gone through a couple of little setbacks with it, with a bunch of his satellites got destroyed by a meteor shower and something else happened. And but in the process of all this, he apparently has he's just decided to go ahead and do it. And of course, now the media's heads are popping off again because they're, oh, no. And one of the deals that Twitter offered him was that they would say they would take a few billion dollars off the price if he decided, if he said he would not allow people like, he would have had to sign an agreement where he would not let Trump supporters back on, people who'd been banned, or Trump himself, and that he wouldn't fire any of the staff. Well, that's, No. He said, no, I'll pay the $1 billion. He'll pay the couple extra $1 billion to allow these. Think about that. That's what you call putting your money where your mouth is. He's not a sellout. He has principle. And the money means nothing to him. If he's going to do it, he's going to do it for the right reasons. Now, he's got some kind of thing called X something that he's, I'm not sure exactly what it all is. It's this major, it's kind of like what China has, where they have this one app where you can do all these things. You can pay people. It's like Facebook, Twitter. It's like all this stuff wrapped up in one thing. And I guess it's a huge app over there. Of course, now they also use this as your social score. They use this as part of the management of who you are. Well, I think he wants to kind of have an app like that. And Twitter will get him there 3 or 4 years earlier if he purchases it, which is what his thing is he's trying to do here. So that's kind of what's happening here. And that's all well and good if it serves humanity and we are able to. Now, here's the thing. What happens when he creates this monstrosity and he's at the helm? That's great. Who comes after Elon Musk? Elon Musk isn't going to last forever, and this thing will probably outlast him. Who takes over after that? And what kind of morals or pinnings will they have? That's the whole problem. And we know that everything is leading to a one world government, if you want to call it that. It's not going to be one leader as we know it. There's going to be sectors of communities. There's going to be a division. However, it will all be basically controlled by a very centralized group of individuals, and then one individual basically who has ultimate authority over them. So it's not necessarily that you're going to see China and America all, wrapped up with one leader. That's not exactly what you're going to see on the surface. In my opinion, that's not the way it's going to go. Look at how the spirit of this thing works. They use division to control people. They divide up people into groups, put them into boxes, pit them against each other, and then they use that to leverage their power. This is the way the kingdom of darkness works. It's what we see all the time around us in the world, in the spirit of the world, spirit of this age. So that's what's happening. Now, with that in mind, what Elon is doing right now seems to be on the up and up, and he seems to have good intentions. I don't know what Elon's stance is on sweet tea. I have no idea. I've never seen him drink sweet tea, which also causes me to wonder if he can be trusted at all. However, no, I did my dare. I don't know. But the interesting thing about this is how Elon actually has made some statements about agreeing with the teachings of Christ. He aligns himself with that. Now, I don't know how much he has accepted. He's a very logical thinker. And I don't know what else has happened behind the scenes since he's kind of made his way down that path. I don't know what kind of people are around him, what kind of influence there is. I know that the guy pretty much is a free thinker and doesn't want anybody getting in his way with what he, you know, what he wants to think. I know he likes having people around him who disagree with him, and he likes, because he likes to argue through points and that kind of thing. He, in fact, recently came up with a plan and proposed it to the whole Ukraine thing, and said, "Here's an idea. What, let's do this." And he got lambasted for that. Lindsey Graham came out against him even and said, "Well, I, much as I respect Elon Musk, he doesn't understand how this works. These people are fighting for the—" No, Elon wants to work it out and stop the fighting. At least he's presenting something. The only thing that the war hawks like Lindsey Graham and some other, you know, on both sides of the aisle, who make lots of money off the war machine, the industrial complex, the money that gets sloshed around in Congress to help support somebody like this. And the only thing they want is just more war. And they want to punish Putin. They don't care about the people's lives that it affects in the meantime. How many Ukrainians are going to die? How many Russians are going to die? And you think that bothers Putin at all? It doesn't bother him at all. They're chattel for him. They're just numbers on a page. Same as, no different than the people who are funding this stuff. Keeping it going, as it were. Now, I'm all for justice to be done and the, you know, for, yeah, resisting evil, all those kinds of things. I'm all for that. I'm not necessarily anti-police. I'm not anti-military. I believe that there needs to be restraint of evil. That's just, period. There needs to be restraint of evil. And sometimes that gets messy and gray. But we have to do what we can do, or try to do what we think is best and what we believe is best, with some kind of moral pinning in the middle of it. That gets complicated, and we make mistakes. And it affects people's lives. I think that's the most important thing, is that every life, yeah, I'll say it, every life matters. Not just the people on the hill in the temple of democracy. But I digress. I will have to, it is getting to be the weekend. I've had a little bit longer of a show here than I had planned, actually. I was only planning on 30 minutes this morning. Hopefully I'll be heading home this morning. But I will be letting everyone, actually Monday morning, I should be able to do a show Monday morning. We'll see how this goes. I'm going to try to do a show Monday morning. It may be on my boat. I don't know. I'm going to be taking my boat from the marina that I keep it in during the summer. I'm going to be taking it up to another marina about 30 miles away that is actually where I store it in the wintertime. I have to pull it out, put it on a bunk, and I'll be doing that. I'll be taking it to that marina on Sunday, hopefully, if the weather holds. Possibly Monday, but I think it's going to be Sunday. And then I will be doing that and getting everything up there, and I might be spending the night on the boat on Sunday night. I'm not sure how that's going to work out. It depends on how late I get in, so I'll have to figure that out. But that's my plan. So there you go. I'll see how that all works out. Once again, folks, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing, sharing, for downloading this podcast. And I will be hoping and praying for those of you over the weekend, who, especially those of you who have been hit by the storms, and all those of you who have been just having a storm in your life, whether it's Ian or some other storm of life. We need to pray for each other, pray for our nation, pray for the leaders of our nation and our country, and as well as both political and religious leaders, as well as the leaders in the world. And continue that God's plan and God's will be done, and that we can be in the path of what He has for our life, the plan and purpose that He has for us. So grace be upon you, and move forward in mercy and do what you can for your fellow man this morning. We'll be back on Monday. That's the plan. Plan is to be back on Monday, unless there's something special that happens over the weekend. I might have a breakthrough news moment. But again, once again, folks, thanks again for listening, especially at this point. God bless, and have a great and wonderful weekend.